Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen, the Monday episodes, the chatty one. I'm Owen.
Chatty Batty.
I'm...
Hi.
I haven't even said your name yet.
I really got it.
Well, that's that guy. And I'm also with Abby Wamba.
Hi.
Hey, Alison.
I'm Irish, Abby's American, and the guy over there who's already introduced himself.
Damaris.
He's Marius and he's Danish. This is the episode where we pick a topic, we pick a story, we pick an example of our lives. Mm. Here, this is an example of my life, and we talk about it.
Yeah, and Appy last week brought a very interesting topic.
Thank you. Thanks, Marius.
Yeah.
Thanks, I really appreciate it.
The
topic was that I used to live in the countryside.
No!
And I was a hog farmer. I had this one hog that was smart. Learned to talk, actually.
You're a liar!
I decided to take
hog.
She's
lying.
Speaking of lies, this is an excellent segue that we planned. Thank you, Abby. Excellent segue into today's little topic bomb that I'm going to drop on you.
Yeah.
I think Denmark has been known for always having a lot of trust in our society.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. We know you for that. Know you for that.
At least, and Mette recently came out and she said...
Mette Frederiksen.
Mette came out and said, "You trust me?"
Yeah, she basically said that. I'm paraphrasing a bit, but she basically came out and said, like, even now there's a poll saying other things, you trust me. Or like, there's trust in this country. We trust the police. We trust the health services. We trust the government.
Mm.
Not true.
As you have voiced before, she ain't your prime minister.
Not my prime minister. As
for Marius' full thoughts, check out his blog, Art Right.
Oh, God.
Well, I discovered that we actually have something called the Trust Barometer.
Oh yeah.
Which is like a report that apparently comes out every year. And measures, it's by PricewaterhouseCoopers, so it's a very trustworthy report.
It's expensive.
It's an expensive
report. Wait, what? Really? They're doing the Danish
apparently
trusts?
So. Yeah.
Or is this like worldwide?
I
gotta say, if PricewaterhouseCooper is Danish, then it's pronounced PricewaterhouseCooper.
Cooper. You do see them. Actually, funny you mentioned PricewaterhouseCooper.
You mean PricewaterhouseCooper?
What's the deal with drugs?
He stood up, guys.
It's like five minutes. Hey, guys.
Give us a tight 5 minutes.
It's a question. Have you been driving down the road? You've been driving around the road, and you see
Price Waterhouse Cooper.
But have you seen the Price Waterhouse? No, here's the thing. Have you seen this?
A lot of pointing.
Oh my God, there's so much hand gesturing.
Yeah. There, you drive down the road and you see PricewaterhouseCooper building, and there's a bunch of them around Denmark.
Are there?
Yeah. And they are the fucking exact same. It is like Lego buildings. They are exact same designs. It's so weird. I keep thinking, and it really confuses me when I see one, because I'm like, wait, no, where am I now? Am I coming back into Copenhagen?
Uh-huh.
But I'm in the middle of Jutland.
Oh my God.
Have this happened to you? Have you seen this? Have you
What's the deal?
Yeah. All right, that was my little minute.
Very good.
Anyway, I have not noticed a single one of these prizes.
Is it the same with Deloitte?
I don't know.
That's another sort of...
Accounting firm, big boy.
Oh, is PricewaterhouseCooper an accounting firm?
Yeah.
I really didn't know.
Anyway, trust is...
You didn't even know they're Danish, Abby. I mean,
PricewaterhouseCooper?
They're definitely not Danish.
No, I know. Lars Price? Lars Waterhouse?
Anders Cooper?
Trust seems to be, well, in at least in some instances, are falling.
Oh.
So the
Danish public's trust of the Danish...
Yes, institutions.
Institutions. And boy, do they love their institutions.
They do. There's a lot of them.
And for... the Folketinget, you know, the parliament, it's been going really the wrong way.
I like the word Folketinget so much because in my head it translates to the, you know, the folk thing.
The folk thing.
Yeah. You know, the people's thing.
What you call it?
The Folketinget.
Since 2019, of course. So in 2019, it was kind of on a number. I'm not going to give you the numbers because I don't understand the numbers, but I can read that they are going up and down. Right as to,
how do you not understand the number?
I don't know if this is percentage or if this is.
Just say what the number is, and we'll work it out.
It doesn't say percentage.
It's five.
Okay,
it's
so
five.
In 2019, the trust number, let's call it with that, was 49 for the Folga thing.
49. Yeah,
49.
Yeah, 49.
I don't know if that was 49% of the public trust.
That's about
That's a mid trust situation.
It went up in 2020.
Yep.
Guess why?
Because of COVID, and everybody was like, around the world was like, wow, they're doing it right. All of these countries.
I was thinking about it recently
Owen was thinking.
When is Denmark like big in the news? Right, it's big in the news at the moment because that elderly lady resigned. But then
the nerve, Owen. Nerd.
She's not my queen.
The monarchist spoken.
But the other, I was like, we're in the news at the moment. Denmark's in the news. You see it popping up a lot. The other time was when we were opening successfully. It was big news always on. And Denmark is doing this. And Denmark is like that was during the lockdown times. Everyone was like, "Wow, how is Denmark doing so well?"
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree. 49 seems right to me. Yeah. 42. Or no. What was it in 2001?
Yeah, what did it go up to?
57.
Ooh, so I was going to say 61.
That's up. That's 49. Up, Marius. Yeah, yeah, up. Yeah. That's an up motion.
But then in 2021, we're down to 54.
54.
Then in 2022, 49.
Okay.
2023, as of November, 47.
Ooh.
So,
where is it going to go?
From 2020 to 2023, Meta has not been Folketinget.
Can we all agree we're all a bit surprised that Meta's still there?
Well, there hasn't been an election.
No, I know, but like, there was an election. There was an election last year, a year before. When was the last election where the moderates saved the day?
Oh, yeah, you're fucking right. Yeah, there was. Yeah,
no, yeah
right.
There was an election.
That was a goddamn election. Jesus, Abby, how can you forget that? You have children in this country.
Prize
Jesus.
War.
Not allowed to vote. Not allowed to vote. Listen.
I got nothing against her personally. Hey, actually, all right, Marius, you said your bit. This is an international podcast. Abby, do you trust the government? Do you trust Meta? Are you a 49er?
I am curious about. I certainly trust the Danish government more than I trust the American government.
That's fair.
Unfortunately, I felt that sense of relief pretty quickly upon moving here.
Was that a feeling you had before you came that like this is probably more trustworthy?
Yes, I was all.
I think that's most people, Marius.
I think what I don't
Denmark
trust,
is pretty good comparatively in many cases.
One thing, okay, I think it's real. I think things go better here. It's like a chicken and an egg situation. Things go better here because people trust the government. People trust the government because things go better here.
Yeah,
there is like a cyclical thing of that. Certainly, I think the first place I noticed that I trusted the government more here, like the most obvious like change I had was when I was like vaccinating my kids. Because when I moved here, I trusted the Danish vaccination schedule because it is made by the government and the people governing the population and doctors in concert with like the doctors who are making rules knowing that they have to pay for the healthcare of everybody that they fuck up. So in America, there's like a lot of like, you know, there's lobbyists and I don't know how much that plays into and the insurance. Like, and I just feel like making medical decisions for your children is easier here because the people helping me make those decisions are not like financially incentivized to make more money off of me.
Yeah.
To like, they're not experimenting on, I don't know, like, or at least I just believed more in the doctors here. Also, my mother-in-law is a doctor here. And so I was like, I trust her. She trusts this. And like, that was like an easier leap for me to make.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing that I noticed. And certainly, like, around COVID stuff, I felt that too. I felt like, okay, so we're staying, I don't know. And then when things opened up, I felt good about that. And everybody, I remember really clearly the mask day. Do you remember? Nobody was wearing masks, or if they were wearing masks, there were like a few people wearing masks, and then masks became a law.
And then it was done.
Everybody was on the mask. Everybody. Then the day the mask lift came off, this is where I was like, what? Maybe you guys put a little too much. Then people were getting heckled for wearing masks in public.
Yeah.
Like if they wore a mask, I heard like people be like, you don't have to wear that anymore, for people making their own decisions. I'm not a very masky person personally. I don't know, like I'm very happy to not have to wear a mask. I was like, great. But I thought it was pretty weird. Like,
yeah, that is quite interesting that it's just like from day one to day. I mean, it's not everyone, obviously, but it's a pretty, pretty just, close. Yeah.
I feel like it's like there's a certain extent to where the government is trusted here that it's like people are almost not encouraged to think for themselves because the government is doing it. Like, you're like, I mean, and that's the opposite way that most people have conversations about COVID, because they're like, think for yourself as in it doesn't exist or whatever. I don't know what the, I don't know. I'm not commenting on that. I'm just commenting on, there's so much trust in the government here that I think there could be a little bit more looking at whether they're doing the right thing. I think that comes up a lot around like policies around immigration. I have strong feelings about that.
Yeah.
Around things like the ghetto law that like where people are like, okay, but you know, the government's doing the best it can. We trust the government.
Yeah.
When the government
we trust that they're not breaking any international rules.
Yeah. Right. And they are. And they're breaking international rules, and they're making racist decisions, and they're making like this fucking pork in Bernahéu rules.
But yeah, but like they've been doing that for a long, long time, right? So this recent thing of like dropping 47 now, right? So like that's not the thing that's making people like change their opinion. This is recent stuff. So last year, like what is it between the end of lockdown and now, the start of 2024? Oh God, it seems weird. I've never said it like that before. It seems weird to say it like that. What do you think is causing? Because it's like there's a shift happening. If people are losing confidence.
Well, don't you think, like, I feel trust. Like a big shift that's always happening right now, that's always like moving forward, is like the amount of information that people are getting.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, you know, I think in a lot of ways it's too much information. But around things like this, if you are just trusting your government and you're not like reading what's happening, then you're just like trust your government. But if you're seeing more stories like this, if your social media is like whatever, then that
but there hasn't been a huge amount of new revelations in those things.
There's like been absolute, like the amount of social media use in the last, like that's what I think. I mean, I think
on these particular, like so in like migration, like immigrant.
Yeah, I think people are much like, even if you're the kind of person that doesn't engage purposeful, like isn't like reading the news every day, you are getting a lot more of this information one way or the other.
I'm sure that's. That can 100% be a factor, but I don't think this shift towards what is it? Trust is the phrase they're using is not directly correlating with. It feels like there's more of a disinterest kind of a thing happening. Like for instance, in America now, a lot of people are upset about the economy, but the economy is actually doing okay. But there's an overall concern about the economy, and it's so like what's happening and why people are upset about it are not connecting. So what I'm saying is, I think there's maybe just a disinterest with the government, or maybe lack of, because
disinterest?
Yeah.
Like they're not interested.
Yeah.
So they don't trust
them? As in like, we don't see any change. We don't see any major steps happening. We're seeing a lot of things happening around the world. Maybe the Gaza thing has affected people. Maybe Denmark's kind of like sitting on the fence with Gaza has pissed people off. I don't know. I feel.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I can't pinpoint a thing that I would see people losing trust for. Except,
okay, but I can pinpoint some things. There's been a few things like over the years during Meta's reign. Like there was the Mink case.
Oh, I was hoping we would talk Minks.
But that's Meta. And that's why I'm like,
yeah,
Meta's...
Yeah, but she is the head of the government. Like,
but you
so,
can change the head of a government without...
But it's a whole underlying system that supports her and has helped her not, you know, getting trouble for
so
this.
So you think it's more focusing on Meta individually?
No. I don't want to say that it's all Meta's fault. Like, I think Abby has a point that it's part of sort of like the... I think this is a global trend.
Yeah, but yeah, this is what I'm saying. This is
I think there are specific cases also here in Denmark that has affected the trust in the government as a whole. Like the Mink, the fact that, you know, Meta had a burner phone that deleted her SMSs is a little bit sketchy.
What about the one that went to jail?
The one that
Inga?
Inga Stoiberg?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was Inga Stoiberg.
What about?
Well, she never went to jail. She just got her little ball and chain thingy. Yeah, there's been like all of those chips away. And and during Corona, I mean, most of the people were against it, but there was also the, I think they were called Men in Black or whatever they were called, some kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh, I'm like nostalgic
group.
For all these like cutesy Corona terms. The Men in Black, oh yeah.
And then there was the whole intelligence case with like a minister and they all got sort of... thrown under the bus a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think there's been a lot of like small cases. There was a whole Quran new law. I think that's also had an effect. And like just the fact that people don't quite trust the government with that kind of responsibility in terms of censorship, I think is also just an indicator that like generally trust of the government has just dropped. And it's also, and we're just a bit slow to get on it in Denmark in general. Like we're slow to pick up on trends. So I think we're just now catching up on it. Like, oh yeah, we could be a bit skeptical.
We could try out on. Skepticism. Yeah.
This suits me kind of well. I like it.
That's so cute. But
so
I
it might
do
be this, yeah, an amalgamation.
I do think, like, I mean, I felt like certainly. We've talked about this before. I think I've probably told this story on here, but like when I moved here. 6 years ago, there was like when we were moving, a very nice person like was giving us some stuff for the kids, and we were like in his apartment. He just had the kids channel on, and like there was like the most racist, like it was just on the kids channel. There was like a Chinese man like dressed as like a nerd, and then the Danish kids pretending to be Chinese, and it was like not to be like, don't do this, but
on
it was
TV,
like, on the kids' channel, and this was like, I was still jet lagged. I was like sitting on the couch. I was like, this is like not okay. and I mean, I worked in like a progressive school in Brooklyn. Like I was pretty like tuned into things like that, but this was not like, oh, I'm being sensitive. It was like these kids were like doing impressions of like Mr. Wong and like holding, and it was like, and it was just like. Like, oh, the kids are being silly and making fun. Like, it was, like, real. It was, like, beyond huga racism. That's what it would have been called, I think. It was, like, because they were, like, not being mean to him.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
they
yeah.
were, like, doing it. They were talking like Mr. Wong or whatever. And it was just, like, wow.
Impressions are flattery. Isn't that what they say?
I was jet lagged. I was very pregnant. I was sad. I was, like, looking at this and I was, like... where did I move?
See, just to clarify what you were looking at, this wasn't like the case of like how young were these children
on the show?
Yeah.
Like 12.
Okay, all right. Because there is a point where like a child might witness or meet somebody for the first time and be like from another nationality.
This was like
ethnicity.
This was like think like all that or like think like a kid's sketch show. That's what this was, and the joke was. I'm like this is like I was
okay,
not
all right,
confused
okay, okay,
about
okay,
this.
Okay,
this was
okay,
not
fair
like,
enough. Fair enough.
That, but it did impact me at a rate that was like, you know, if I had been like well rested and not about to have another Danish child in this country that I just moved to. I might not have been like, but I was like, what, where am I? Mm. And I think that the growth from then to now, I don't think that would be on TV now. I think that it's been a big, like, you know, things have caught up, but yeah. I felt that very strongly when I moved here. And I still do sometimes, like, that it's like this trust in the government, the trust in society sort of extends too far. That it extends to, like, we, like, that we've talked about this before. It's like, well, we can't be racist because we don't mean to be, which I think that, like, now that's changing.
We can be racist.
We cannot be racist. We're not being racist because we don't mean to
as in,
be.
As in, like, what we're doing, like, isn't racist because we're not trying.
Yes, because we don't, because we know, we would never say that we hate.
Yeah.
Right, because so, like, we've, and so there's, like, this thing that's, like, this trust that is just, like, I think that has been being updated over the last few years, and I think that that's, like, because of a global conversation, because I remember things around, like, George Floyd when we were here, when, like, I was living here, and, like, the George Floyd protests were happening, and people were like, yeah, but that's America. Like, there's no racism in Denmark. And people were still saying that then, and I think that conversation has changed a lot. But I think it came from a place that was, like, very, like, we trust that people in this country are doing the, are good and doing the right thing. And I like that so much, but you also have to be able to look at it and, like, accept the feedback.
Yeah.
That you're
like
getting.
Like a healthy skepticism.
Yeah. But what, I think there's, like, a combination. Yeah. But, like, but believing that you're good and that people are good is a good place to start from. It's like you have, there, when you said the thing, like, slow to trends or something. I did just, like, feel that very strongly. Like, when I was like, ooh, come on, guys. Let's get up. Let's catch up.
There's a nice thing about, like, the other thing. So I generally feel comfortable in Denmark with the government and stuff like that. When I look back at Ireland and other news, like from you know, other countries and stuff, I'm like, generally speaking, I have a sigh of relief being like, you know, it's this is generally okay. There's a lot of questionable things, of course, but there's no perfect place. There's issues everywhere. But generally, I'm like, but a nice thing, the thing that I felt watching the election last time, the one that you forgot it happened, Marius, was there's so many parties and there's so many different.
That.
Yeah, there's a guarantee of some sort of amalgamation of ideas and consensus. They're like, even if there isn't trust, even if things collapse, what comes next is going to be a unified thing from different perspectives. It's unlikely to swing drastically in one direction, right?
I think that is, like, one of the biggest reasons too that I feel like I do actually trust it. Like, the amount of parties and the way that things do actually move quickly, I feel like you can make an impact in Danish politics actually pretty quickly, because, like, in it is like, it's as much as we're like, they are slow to keep up on trends, they're, like, pretty fast to, like, turn the tide.
Yeah.
Like, it's like when they can see something is in the public's, like, mind, they move on these things quickly, because these elections are so multifaceted. They're, like, really, coalitions can be formed. I don't know. I really have found watching Danish politics, and I don't pay much more, I don't pay as much attention to the actual politics as I did to the show Born, which is about Danish politics.
I know, and maybe that's, but, like, I'm saying that, like, even if the trust factor is coming down, I think that the systems and the general good side of things aren't going to be eroded, you know?
No. This might just be a healthy amount of skepticism.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand the number. If it is percent, then it's like,
I'm pretty sure it's percentage. I'm pretty sure it's a percentage thing.
Then it's
49 people trust in the government.
Who's our journalist friend? Who's our fact checker?
Rolf.
Quick check. Is 47?
I think is the percentage. But it didn't say percentage, so I just don't want to make a...
Yeah, fair enough.
Good job. I really agree, though. I got to say, like, when I'm looking at America, when I'm looking at Denmark, I think there's, like, I feel so much more relaxed. I trust it so much more. And I think a big part of that, Owen, is exactly what you're saying, is that there are so many more voices and, like, there's so much more nuance in opinion allowed in the conversation. And the more I look at America...
So I'm going to push back on that a bit. Yes, there are more parties.
You push the button.
I don't know if that necessarily makes more nuanced politics. Okay. It's not because, like, I... So, it's still, it's the same parties constantly. And then they have this some typically form a coalition, but that's also typically the same three parties that's shuffled around there.
No, but they have to work with other smaller groups that have to, they have to get their vote from.
What do you mean?
As in, like how many parties are in the government right now?
I think it's a three-party coalition.
Is it three only?
Yeah.
I thought it was more. Okay.
And that's right, typically what it is. Like, that's...
But still, a three-party coalition is better than Tories.
Yeah. But then they're all fucking... like, they're all the middle parties, basically. Mm. You have the Social Democrats, then you have Venstre. Then you have now the Moderates, which is Lars Løkke's new policy.
The party. I love the Moderates.
Basically the same.
Moderate.
Basically the same sort of a mix of Venstre and Socialdemokratiet. And also they've been stealing, like, and borrowing each other's, like, politics because, oh, that's trendy now to hate immigrants. Let's take some of that and put it into the Social Democrats. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's not... It looks great on paper, but it's not that nuanced.
I guess
is my impression and opinion.
When I'm looking at American politics, there are two choices, and the choices don't even, you cannot have any like deviation. You just have to get on board.
You can vote for Ralph Nader, he's an independent.
Sure, you can vote. You can vote, but that doesn't go anywhere. Like, if you vote for the party that you actually
want. But it's a bit the same if I vote for Enhedslisten. It doesn't really go anywhere.
But it does. I mean,
yes, I can.
It makes such a much bigger impact to vote for Enhedslisten here than it would to vote for the Green Party, to vote
for
Okay,
I would agree with that. Yes, that's true.
Like,
they
that,
get
and
a bit
that
more of a
makes
say in the
difference.
Parliament. Yeah.
Yeah, and their voice still gets hurt, like, consistent. Like, I mean, I just, it's, I appreciate what you say, you're saying, Marius, and I love that you want to more radicalize the Danish government. I think where Owen and I are coming from is, like, comparing it to America and Ireland, that it's like, this is better. But you're right. I mean, it is really interesting to look at, like, especially the way that more, like, the way that you mix, like, liberal and conservative things here is much different than we do in America, because there's only two choices.
Here
you can have, like, there's no party, basically, that says everyone shouldn't have free healthcare. There's, like, one, some that are, like, want to dial back some rights.
But
there's nobody here that wouldn't agree that, like, everyone should have healthcare. Which is, I mean, already the farthest part, like, way left that you can, like, be in America.
Sure, yeah.
But those people can also think, like, we shouldn't let any refugees in or have any immigration. Like, you know, like, it's, I mean, it's just like... Like,
sure,
I can't
the
even...
parties might have a bit more nuance to them and have sort of various opinions. But maybe, I don't know.
No, I like it. I also, do you ever think about getting political?
Me?
Now that you don't smoke anymore. you got no skeletons in your closet.
No.
God, well, we'll keep
the only reason
party.
Would be for the...
Yeah, Copenhagen party?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was a pretty sweet deal to get into parliament or become... No, I think it's minister. I don't know if it's just if you become in parliament. But a minister, you do 4 years or maybe only two. Pension for life, baby. Pension for life.
That's a scam. I heard the passion in your voice. I know you're not in it for the pension
No. That'll help, though.
Yeah. That would be pretty lucrative.
So that was the conversational Monday. We got the news on Friday. And if you want something completely different, if you want to hear us talking about a movie, which is called... What's the movie called? You can become a Patreon supporter. We are on Patreon and we do a special Patreon episode now. We're doing...
Once a month.
Once a month we're doing special Patreon episodes. And we'll be doing lots of other things, but you
want
to first
to
find out.
Yeah, there'll probably also be some. I'm just gonna say it. We need to do a live event this year.
Ooh.
2024 is the year of the live event.
Sorry, ooh. Marius is launching his political career. That's what that is.
Oh my God, Marius for prime minister on the pink shirt.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Not my president.
Until Friday, stay.
Bing.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.